Welcome to a very special episode of Scottish Football Covered. I'm your host, Finlay Brown, and instead of doing our usual weekly chat, rounding up all the events in Scottish football, I'm going to be talking and answering your questions with the help of a very special guest. It is Alistair. Alistair, how are you?
I'm great, Finlay. Thank you. I feel special.
Yeah, you are very special. Are you very excited to answer these questions?
I'm super excited.
Okay, what we're going to do, just dive straight in. Carl asks, which baldy SPFL player would look best with turkey hair? So I want you to stew on it a little bit. Really take some time to think about this, because this is quite a serious question for you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Now, if it helps, mine is Gogic. So I just want to say, by turkey hair, I'm picturing a like Feathers McGraw type, you know, red glove.
Yeah.
And I just think that would be an excellent look for him, and it'd add a lot of steel to his character.
Are we talking past and present?
I'm gonna let you go. I'm not gonna say in black and white.
Okay.
But I can let you go anywhere after that.
You know, this is a tough question.
I know, and I thank you to Carl for really making us scratch our chins.
I'm trying to think of the baldy, you know, you're Adam Moy, maybe.
Oh, that's not a bad one.
Philip Senderos.
Is it too easy to say pre-hair Scott Brown?
I'm not sure would have the same effect as Gogic.
What about qualifying players who necessarily didn't have all that much hair? Like, for example, if we said Stephen Naismith, for all of his talents, could he have had maybe 1%? Okay. Well, what I'm going to let you do is let you come back to that and give Carl an answer that he'll be satisfied with.
Do you know, I like Alex Gogic. I think that's got. I think okay. That is the answer.
I think we're in agreement here.
Yeah, you've nailed it.
So we'll move on to our next question, and it's from Zach. And Zach asks, kind of changing gears here, who's been the most improved player in the Premiership this season?
Okay. Again, the easy answer for the team I watch most would be Toyosi Olisanya. Easily. He's gone from not getting a kick at Arbroath to dicing it up with the big boys.
Would you say that from the beginning of this season to now, he's made the biggest jump?
Yeah, when he's not playing for St Mirren, they look like a different team completely. Even just last week, Robinson made a change in the 60th minute, and it was a younger man drawn up front on their own, and it just looked toothless, and we never looked like scoring. And as soon as Olisanya comes off, that's what it looks like. But with him in the team, we look fast and we look sharp and we look likely to score. As soon as he comes off, it's such a different story. And again, for someone who couldn't get a kick at Arbroath last season.
Yeah, it's a big jump as well, because you've got what? Mandron and Jonah Yeyunga as supporting options, but it's a different kind of striker. I don't think you can get what Olisanya offers when he's not there. That's not a bad option. I'm going to pick someone who's not St Mirren. I'm going to put forward maybe Jordan Smith, Hibs keeper. Okay. I think if you think about, for me, the difference between Bursic, who's still a young player, he's on loan, kind of leaking goals. Jordan Smith comes in, I saw him in a couple of games live, looked very shaky, and since then has looked pretty much unstoppable. And now they've not lost in six games. So I think he's made a massive jump. I don't think any other players would be in that list for me at the moment.
Not at the moment. If we were doing this, you know,
from now,
a month and a half ago,
yeah,
maybe, which we should have maybe, but not now. I think, in my opinion, the goalkeeper situation at Hibs has been poor for a while, because I don't think David Marshall was. Well, definitely not at the peak of his powers when he was
not
he
championship was in between David the Marshall.
Sticks. No, for sure not. So yeah, he has come in and really shored them up. I would also, I think Bruce Anderson's really, he's coming into his own now. And I know Bruce Anderson's someone who's always been, you know, he's one of those players who's always kicking around, and he's had that one really, really good season. But I think he's been scoring a lot of goals recently. And whenever it comes up on my flash score,
he's got, off the top of my head, he's got 8 league goals in 15 years. I was looking him up this morning.
Yeah.
And he has stepped in a bit for Marley Watkins, and, you know, Vassell not really performed. That's not a bad option.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually pick, my final answer is going to be Hamza Egerman. I think it, from beginning of season to now,
yeah,
that jump from 1 goal, 11 games to, I think it's like 10, hat-tricks. 11 hat-tricks is a one-man army up front. I think that is just the biggest jump in quality. And maybe he always had that quality and just need double the time. But the difference watching him then and now is probably bigger than any player I've seen in the league.
Yeah, I'd be inclined to agree with you. He's definitely up there. I'm not sure I could narrow it down to one, but he's also definitely up there for me.
How did you watch him play? Did he play against Cimarron? Or did you have Dessers?
I think we had Dessers.
Yeah, okay, that's not really the same thing at the moment. Well, I'll move on to another question Rangers related, so maybe a little bit harsher. And this one's from Chris, is who is your pick to replace Clement? And he puts when he gets the chop, and he puts when in capital letters. So Chris thinks this is something of a sure thing.
You know, I really thought it was something of a sure thing for a while as well. We've chatted about this recently.
We drew up a list.
Yeah. But I think I'm not so sure it's a win anymore. Thumping Celtic 3-0 has really helped this cause. But then he then draws with Ebbs, you know, or loses to St Mirren.
Yeah, drew with Motherwell. It's not really... It's just a difficult thing. Do you think anyone else could do better? Like anyone, first of all, anyone that they can afford.
Who can Rangers afford?
That's a good question. Maybe Ali McCoys could come back. Graham Murty, maybe.
Unfortunately, you're not even looking at Frank Lampard anymore.
No, he's been snapped up.
He's taken.
I can't believe that. Yeah, so I had a list a while ago, and that Frank Lampard was on it. It had a return of Steven Gerrard, who would take a pay cut from his £30 million a year, £300,000, maybe.
It doesn't seem likely.
No, it doesn't, does it? Unless, I mean, maybe that's the only way back into, let's be polite, competitive football. That's maybe the only way back into him.
Yeah.
I have to take that cut. I also had Kevin Muscat, but that's kind of, the pathway's been opened by Ange. Ange won, you know, the league in Japan. Kevin Muscat's done that and in China. So maybe there's more credibility, but again, do you see that making them any better? What about Derek McInnes? I've heard that name, Derek McInnes. He was linked to
the job. Yeah, I think Rangers are a basket case right now. And they kind of have been since the liquidation. Obviously, they had that great season with Gerrard where they stopped 10 in a row. For me, I find it really hard because it's a massive club, but to go there, you'd have to be really, really sure of yourself doing a job. And I guess if you're not, why be in the sport? But
yeah,
I think it's a real tough one because you could really derail your career there. In all honesty, I think it'll be, you know, someone we're not even thinking about when it comes to, it'll be a manager and you know, it was the Polish league or just someone completely out of the blue.
New, fun, and most definitely affordable.
Yeah, and he'll come in and they'll go, oh, hey, you haven't seen this guy play before. He's a real guy. He'll come in and they'll beat St. Johnstone and
5-0.
And Ross County. And then they'll lose to Celtic and it'll all start again.
Maybe he'll bring in 6 or 7 players from the league he's from or the country he's from, like Pedro back in 2017 with the Portuguese players.
Pedro Cassinho.
Really, really turned the club around.
Yeah, that's a flashback. Yeah, so in truth, I don't know. I don't think we will know.
I don't even think they know, to be honest. There's got to be...
I don't think he's going to get sacked anytime soon.
Why wouldn't you let him see out the season, especially when Europe is going okay?
Yeah, agreed.
Do you remember that? Do you ever watch Sunderland Till I Die?
You know, I didn't, and I wish I did. Well, I may say it's still on. I may watch it.
Not to be promo for Netflix, but there's a cut where the transfer targets are up, and on that list, the guy goes, "Why?" He points at all the players. Is Zlatan on that list, or someone of that ilk? And he goes, "Why is he on this list?" And maybe that's what's happening when Rangers are picking out manager names. I mean, yeah. Carlo Ancelotti might be up there. So, to talk to you about live football, this is our next question. This is from Josh. He wants to know, who is the best player you've ever seen live?
Messi.
You've seen Messi live?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's...
I feel like that's a pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, that's... I think it's a messy thing out of that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if we're going to talk...
Thank you. What was his name? Callum? Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
Josh, thank you, Josh.
Moving on. I'll ask you then, who is the best Scot-like player you've seen live in the Scottish Premiership?
Oh. I love... I think Rio Hatate is brilliant.
Rio Hatate, fantastic.
I like a central midfielder. Because my other answers, if I'm thinking closer to home and we're talking about St Mirren, I'm thinking, Andy Dorman from 2009, the American. And I'm thinking, Conor Ronan from a few seasons back.
Well beaten.
Those players. Yeah, absolutely. But if we're talking the whole league, I would say for me, yeah, it's Rio Hatate. Every time I watch him, I'm totally taken in.
That's not a bad answer. The player I was most impressed with in the Scottish Premiership would be Vaclav Cherny.
Oh, to be fair.
It's not like he's the best player in the world. But you know that feeling you get when you see a player and you think, maybe he's just a cut above the league that he's in. When the ball lands at his feet and the way a player controls it and the way they move it, you go, that's the kid I hated playing five-a-side with when I was younger. It's him. Like, he's the one you always went, he's going to make it one day.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you reminded me of that. He is, in my opinion as well, truly, what you said, he's a cut above. Every time he gets the ball, he looks like scoring.
Unfortunately, he is one of a very few or small number of players who look like scoring. But I do like him. So we're going to change tack here. We're going to move on to Craig's question. I think this is... It was a little bit more obvious when Craig sent this question in. Now it's trickier. It's who will win the championship this season? So I don't know how your knowledge is of the Scottish Championship.
I would say it's okay, unless something crazy happened in the last
couple of stumbles. I would say just Falkirk and Livingston kind of slowing down a little bit.
It'll still be one of them. They all slow down.
Yeah,
all the teams in there have a wee period. I remember when it was, not last season, a few seasons ago, when it was Dundee United.
Oh yeah, well that was last.
I can't remember.
No, and they should have walked it.
No, that was yeah. You're right. It was last year, not the year before. Yeah. And yeah, absolutely, they should have walked it. And at points, you thought, oh,
every time they had a little bit of a. Well, I mean, speaking of A United,
and now look at them.
Yeah, well, they are flying. Maybe flying's a strong word, but they're doing a lot better than I thought they would. A United. Actually in second, so maybe I'm not giving them enough credit. They've overtaken Livingston 2 points ahead. So I'm pretty sure Falkirk will win it. I think they have too much. And that squad, Falkirk, I saw them play, Raith Rovers. Fantastic. They look like a good Premiership team. What St. Johnstone should be is what Falkirk are. Like, they move the ball around well. They're very fluid. They play like, sometimes they play four up front. They have very nice exchanges and depth as well. The ability to swap players out, which a lot of teams in the Premiership don't have. They have a couple of injuries and then that's them finished. I think Falkirk have options from the bench, which I like. So they would be my answer.
Yeah, I would be inclined to agree with you. I also just think it's been far too long since Falkirk have been in the Premier League.
I know, and double promotion.
And I want them to be the team that comes back. I think as well, it's fun. They've got, you know, like a manager who's really like breaking onto the scene now, who, you know, a couple of years ago, none of us, you know.
Not getting the respect he deserves. That's John McGlynn.
So, yeah. So I'm excited. I think they will come up and I'm excited for that. How well they'll do, I think, is always a lottery when they come up, because it's about the signings you make. The championship players tend to be championship players.
Yeah.
And they can be excellent championship players. But I find that so many struggle to then make the jump up.
And how
where I think
play, yeah, you're right.
Where I think last season, as you've told me, Dundee United, their team wasn't championship players. No, it was full of Premiership level players, just ready to come up, make a couple changes, bring a couple players in, and then they were ready to go. Whereas Falkirk, I'm not so sure. I think they might have a lot of players who they love right now, who they think are totally amazing and will absolutely make the jump. And then when they come up, they're just not cut out for it.
I think you might have a point there. And I know they gave Celtic a pretty good run. It was 2-2. Yeah. But then obviously they fell away. I don't know if that group of players might be able to sustain that week in, week out against teams in the Premiership. And who's going to sell them players? No, they're not going to get Premiership ready players, because why would you want to give an opposition team, given how tight their league is, not going to give anyone any help?
Yeah.
But that's a good point. I mean, we're in agreement about who's going up this year.
Yeah, and we'll see with the playoffs. The Premiership team normally wins it anyway, so I think it'll probably just be one.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Now, this question is from Lyle, and he asks, what are the thoughts on plastic parks?
Get rid of them. Horrible. Get rid of them. Horrific. Disgusting. Cause injuries. Not fair.
Look horrible.
Oh, yeah, totally. I can't even pretend to be, you know, kind of on the fence about this. Get rid of them. They suck.
So you wouldn't want one at the Smisa Stadium?
I would not want one at the Smisa Stadium. No, sir. We've got lovely pitch, underground heating and stuff.
That's true. It is a lovely
pitch. Always right.
Yeah, it's just, I love the idea for anyone, any team that's not in the Premiership, like Championship or League One and below, it can be so helpful in preventing delayed games and postponement.
Which is fair enough. Yeah, I'm thinking of it solely from a top division standpoint, which I shouldn't be.
No, I think you're
right.
It's not
inclusive of me.
No. I think that's a fair point, though. I don't think it's necessarily great for the game to see them in the Premiership. And you should be organized enough, and I think clubs have enough money that they should be able to deal with bad weather without having to rely on the plastic pitches.
It's 2025, man.
I think.
Your game's getting called off because of the rain. Come on. Grow up.
I know. Can you imagine, like, in Scotland, the weather that we have here, cancelling games. You've had, I don't know how many thousands of years to prepare for this. But, you know it's going to rain, and you know what rain is going to do.
Yeah.
Drill some more holes into your grass. I wish I could help.
Absolutely.
Now, from terrible stadiums to stadiums that we love, what is the best stadium in Scotland? Asks Ian. So thank you, Ian.
Best stadium in Scotland. Well, that's a loaded question, because there's lots of different factors. There's lots of different factors.
Okay. Like what? Factors? Let's separate stadiums that are close to your heart. So I don't want to hear you say the Smisa.
I wouldn't be saying the Smisa.
Okay.
I would just like to say, I think we have a wonderful stadium, a modern stadium. I maybe would have said the Smisa.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to take that away from
Let's move on. Yeah, let's move on. It's definitely not Pittodrie. That's for absolute certain. I love going to Tynecastle.
That's a lovely stadium.
I really like going to Tynecastle. We never win. That would be nice.
Hey, we'll do it. Why don't we organise it? I'm going to say a neighbour that I liked. I'll give credit to Easter Road. I think that's a lovely stadium. And it's like a modern-looking stadium. And I don't think games get called off that often, and it's not plastic. So what more can you ask? Do you know?
What more can you ask for?
Yeah.
I like when I'm sitting in Tynecastle, it's so steep. I really like that in a stadium, and I don't think a lot of people do, but I really like it.
It makes you feel closer. Yeah, you're right. It makes you feel like you're on top of players.
Mm.
I'm in agreement
with you. Which you would like.
And we'll move on to Ross's question. And that is, you know Hampden. You've been to Hampden.
I know Hampden. Me and Hampden, we're like this.
What are your thoughts on moving Scotland's games from Hampden to Murrayfield? Well, let's talk about the things that you don't like about Hampden.
Hey, that list is too long. The stupid, racetrack around it.
That's got to go. The Commonwealth Games ended a long time ago. I think we could...
Yeah. It's falling apart would be, doesn't look nice. I don't think you could move it to Murrayfield, however.
It seems... Yeah, just...
I think even City, based, I know... I think even with the cities it's based in, it needs to be a Glasgow-based stadium.
Yeah.
Glasgow is the heart of Scottish football. It is.
It's harsh to say, but you're right. And Edinburgh, it's good that it has Murrayfield. And Murrayfield is a fantastic stadium. But maybe Hampden could, instead of moving to Murrayfield, take notes from Murrayfield. Get rid of that track, because it is one of the most iconic stadiums in the world. And we're talking about Champions League finals from early 2000s to the 60s. Some of the Champions League biggest ever moments happened at Hampden. They're not going to happen there for as long as that stadium is maintained the way it is.
I just don't understand it. But hey, there's a lot of things I don't understand.
It's true. We'll move on to... Well, God, you know what? I'm actually going to apologize to Connor, because when Connor wrote this question, it was a long time ago, and it was, can Aberdeen actually go toe-to-toe with Celtic? And it feels hard to answer that question now.
Connor, what a weird question, man. Well, that's ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous.
And if we're being fair to Connor, he asked that question a while ago. This is when it was, I think, level. We really had some setbacks with this episode.
Yeah.
And now the gap is 22 points. So.
Hey, we're small content creators, guys. Yeah. Small content creators. Things get in the way sometimes.
We've got a lot of work to do.
I'm inclined to say no.
I'll ask you a more relevant question. Can Aberdeen stay in the top six?
You know, I was looking at the league the other day.
8 points. They've got 8 points on Hibs in seventh.
Oh, my word. How has that happened?
No, they've not won in 10 games.
St Mirren, hey, they put the spin on that.
That's
true. They put the kibosh.
They didn't need to, but they did it anyway. St Mirren on a nice 3 winless. Actually, I won't specify. I won't talk about results, because this could go out at any point, knowing our track record.
4 months from now.
This could come
Aberdeen out. Could be back at the top.
We could release this in the 25-26 season, when Aberdeen are 15 points clear. So maybe we'll just apologize for Connor. And Connor, if you send in another question, I'll do a special episode dedicated to answering one of your questions as way of apology. Now, Reese, who might just be your kindred spirit, asks,
hello, Reese.
Who should replace Steve Clarke as Scotland boss eventually?
Oh, he may just be my kindred spirit. Oh, I wouldn't have said eventually.
Love it.
Who should replace Steve Clarke as Scotland boss tomorrow? David Moyes.
I like that. I think that's a fantastic answer.
Why do you think it's been the case since that pitiful, pitiful performance in the summer. Why do I think David Moyes? I think I like having I know it's not a rule, but I like having the manager of the national team also be that nationality. I think especially for a group like Scotland, where it is very like, we are Scotland, yeah, you know, it's a together nation. So I would think that's a start. I'd like a Scottish manager. David Moyes has done it at the top level with Everton. You know, when he took over Everton compared to where he left Everton, and I know we're talking over a decade ago now, but even more recently, West Ham, he did a great job. He won them the Europa Conference League. They seem to be in a weird on and off again thing. Whereas I thought before Graham Potter got the job that they might go back to David Moyes for, you know, a third time. However,
well, West Ham is a case of you don't know how good you've got it until it's gone.
Absolutely.
Twice they had David Moyes and went, we'd like something a bit shinier.
Yeah.
And both times it's not panned out for them. And they've treated every manager, I would say, very poorly. I don't want to make this the West Ham podcast, but they've been they've been really poor with every manager they've had in. And I think since he's left both times, and you mentioned Everton, he's probably the best manager that they've had since. Think about the probably 15.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And West Ham winning a trophy. And now they're down towards the bottom again. I think he's a fantastic manager. And I think you made a very good suggestion there.
Yeah. I think he's getting older. It would maybe be nice for him to have a relaxed schedule as a manager.
Yeah. And I don't think...
We'll I want to look out for our David.
Yeah, and I reckon Zidane's committed to France for 2026. So
I
think maybe that one's out the window. Now,
not Scottish either.
No, that's true. And you are very keen. But I think that's a good point. I think maybe managers, more than anything else, getting a manager from your own nation is a reflection of how good you are at producing them.
Yeah.
I think if you can't find a manager suitable, then what have you been doing to kind of help the managers in your country progress? Because Scotland has, in the past,
England.
Famous. Yeah, well, it feels pointed, but Scotland was known for its coaching courses and its production of managers. If now you're having to go somewhere else, then maybe that prevents kind of being reflective, like looking at how you've been producing managers.
Yeah.
Now, that's a very good question. Thank you, Reese. Okay. So we are going to talk about one of your other heroes. And this question comes from Alan. It is John McGinn over, under, or accurately rated?
He is a hero of mine. an adult hero. that's tough because I think John McGinn's one of these players where the conversation's been had so many times that he goes from over to under to correctly rated. Every couple of weeks, it changes.
I think that's why it's such a good question, is because you're never really sure. Remember a few months ago, he wasn't playing his best for Scotland. He wasn't playing well for Villa. Yeah. And in my mind, he looked absolutely knackered. Like he was on his last legs. Then all of a sudden, maybe he gets a little break or something happens. And he looks like the John McGinn that everyone loves.
Everyone loves.
Everyone loves John McGinn.
All of us. Yeah. Our meatball.
Fantastic.
I would say right now he's probably correctly rated.
Yeah.
I think there was an argument to be made when people were talking about, you know, £50 million transfers to Liverpool and like 3-4 years ago when that was happening. No. That was maybe overrated.
I think we're talking about a fantastic player, but can you see him in a Liverpool squad? Like starting?
Yeah, he has a real engine on him.
That's true. I like him for Scotland. I thought he disappeared a little bit. And maybe that's what I was referring to, the kind of being tired. But people expect a lot of him. And I think maybe that Scotland squad is built up of players who functioned so well as team players, but struggled because there was no standout, outstanding player.
Yeah, and the tactics were so bad as well.
Right. And this is back to your love of Steve Clark.
Yeah. Let's not get into it.
Okay.
But I think currently he's correctly rated, in my opinion.
Currently accurately rated. And we'll move on to our final question. And this is from Liam. What is your predicted league finish in May? So
can I even remember all 12 teams in the league?
I'll say first, are we quite happy saying Celtic are going to win the league this year?
Well, I don't know. What's his face was pretty sure about Aberdeen earlier. Was that Craig, Callum, David, John?
Connor did actually think they could go toe to toe. And if we were, we could have lied and said that that question came in a couple of days ago. But
yeah, Celtic are going to win the league. Celtic it's foregone.
Yeah. Second,
Rangers.
Yeah, I think Rangers will have too much. They'll pick up enough, like more than enough points to finish second. I think they'll finish comfortably second.
Yeah absolutely. Now is where it gets fun.
Now this is my favorite bit. In third, you have 3 points. So Dundee and Aberdeen are level, third and fourth, and Motherwell only 3 points behind. And then you're St Mirren, seven points behind Dundee.
Three losses on the spin.
I should have said Dundee United. I don't know if I said Dundee there.
I think you said Dundee, but you've caught it.
Yeah,
you
I think I'm going to get cancelled.
Hey, cancel this guy.
So, third.
Oh, I've said it since the start of the season. I like Dundee United for it.
If they can avoid injury to Sam Darby, I don't see why not.
I think Jim Goodwin is boring and he doesn't have a plan B.
Interesting that you'd say that about St Mirren, former legend captain.
Snake.
Poster on your wall.
However, plan A seems to be working so well for them. Why would you need a plan B?
Well, plan B, I think, was put on against Celtic, which was leave Sam Darby on the bench, sit back, and then with maybe 5 minutes to go, let's give it a go. Why not try get a point?
That does sound like Jim Goodwin tactics.
Yeah, but it's working. I get the criticism, but to take a promoted side, if you get them a European place, that's an exceptional job.
And a European place in third, which is where I think they're going to finish.
Yeah.
Because I think Aberdeen are going to keep slipping.
How far down, though? Who takes fourth place?
Well, when is it going to change? It really looks like now Aberdeen were just going on good vibes and momentum. Yeah. And Jimmy Thielen really Aberdeen wasn't that special. For that. Good vibes, yeah.
Well, they've got a couple of signings and I think they'll make more. I think they're going to revamp this squad in January bit by bit. I think they're going to chuck out all these players who have run out of vibes.
Yeah, for players with renewed vibes.
Renewed vibe. I think Papagay is recharging. He should be back in January. Yeah. Remember, he got 5 goals in 5 games.
Yeah, he was really vibing.
He was. And, you know,
that is Jimmy Thielen's tactics. He just then, before the game, he brings the players into the dressing room and then he's just playing some like Skepta.
I actually have sat outside of the changing room in Pataudry and can tell you that he plays some of that. So I won't go into that anymore. So do you think they finish fourth? Or do you think maybe Motherwell send them sneak it?
Ugh, I mean, everyone in the league is bad, aren't they? Except not to be a pessimist.
Hibs are the most informed team in the league. If you take into account the past 5-6 games...
I think Hibs could. I honestly think Hibs could storm up the table now.
I see that for them. I gave David Gray a fair bit of stick. But I think I love Nicky Cadden, Dwight Gayle scoring.
Yeah,
I love Ellie Yuan. So
I'm not sure I love Ellie Yuan.
No, you wouldn't. But no. Okay, so let's say Aberdeen. Do they finish fourth? I want to press you for an answer.
No.
No, really? Who takes it?
I think even St Mirren, and I know it looks bad right now, three losses on the spin. They've had a tumultuous season with JLFC. And things seem to be sorted now. They're making signings in January. So I like Hibs for it. I like St Mirren for it. I like Motherwell for it. Aberdeen, I just don't see where it turns around now.
No, it's difficult to imagine.
Let me lay down some facts here. Let's do so we'll have Celtic, Rangers, Dundee United. I'm gonna go bold, Hibs.
Hibs,
Motherwell. St Mirren rounding out the top six.
You've got...
So no Europe.
No Europe, but a top six once again.
And Aberdeen and Aberdeen finish eighth.
Eighth.
Oof.
Who's seventh?
No vibes.
No.
No, and honestly, you could swap... Right now in this league, it's so fluid. You could swap anyone from 11th to 4th.
I know, isn't it insane?
So, but if you have to press me for a top six, I'll have Aberdeen in the top six instead of St Mirren. That was a joke. So, okay.
Now,
and then who cares about the bottom six?
I'll ask you, who's going down? Who's dead last?
St Johnstone.
I think so. 8 points behind, it seems like a little bit too much for them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What are we saying? 11th. Because that really could be anyone. From Hearts to Hibs, 11th to 7th, it is 3 points.
I always like County for a playoff place.
They love it.
Yeah, they love it. They love it.
Seriously, they can't get enough of it. And they always come through. Although,
so I like,
what a matchup that would be. Livingston against Ross County.
Oh my God, negative football. How can neither team have the ball at any point?
I honestly don't know how it's possible, but it's that has war of attrition written all over it. Over two legs, you know. If Livingston can put enough bandages over the likes of Stevie May and Ryan McGowan over the playoffs, because I imagine they'll probably have to go through 8 playoff games just to play Ross County.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know the film in Gladiator when Joaquin Phoenix stabs Russell Crowe in the ribs just before he fights him.
Yeah.
That's essentially what the Premiership teams are doing to the Championship ones before they're ready to fight them.
Yeah, they
give them a quick stab in the ribs and go, okay, you ready for a fair fight? It's harsh. Okay.
Yeah, I think... Sorry.
You're happy with that? You're happy with that? So we'll move on. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get you to turn your lights on. Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Beck. Cut this. Beck just came out the room and was staring. That's why I went silent.
No, that works out quite well. So this is our final part, and it's my favorite segment of our regular show.
Our regular show?
Yep.
Does this happen on...
No, it's
all right. I was gonna say,
this is my favorite part of the show, our final segment, and it is Guess the Player.
Oh dear,
I'm gonna offer Alistair 5 points. I'm gonna give him a player and I'm gonna list the clubs that he's played for. Alistair guesses, if he can guess who the player is after one go, he gets 5. After two clubs, he gets 4 points, and so on and so forth.
I need these points.
Yeah.
My rents, too.
Welcome to Guess the Player. The first club is Rangers.
Okay. Am I getting a time period or just Rangers?
It's Rangers 2009 to 2012.
Oh, okay. 2012. Oh.
For a full 5 points.
Do I get goals scored as well?
I will let you take off. If you want appearances, I'll take off 0.25. If you want goals, I'll take off 0.25.
Oh. Give me goals.
2 goals. So you now have 4.75 left to play with.
Give me appearances.
38. 4.5.
And 3 years.
It's the start of his career.
Man, how old is Stephen Davis? Too old for 2009.
You can go to the next one, but you would be going down to 3.5 points.
It's got to be a midfielder, or maybe just a centre-back who had an eye for a goal. We cornered. I'll move on. I'm clutching at straws. Okay.
From 2012 to 2013, this player played for Bolton Wanderers. But had a loan.
Okay.
Than that.
So didn't play for Bolton Wanderers then. He went to Bolton and was loaned to.
Was loaned out immediately to Bury.
Bury. Oh my word.
For 3.5 points.
What was
Who is the player?
Remember, where did Ekichi Anya start his career?
That is a great question, and unfortunately I cannot help you with that.
Was it? No, I would know if it was Rangers, I feel. Man, I'm stumped here. Bury and Bolton and...
In the year 2012 to 2013.
I'm not going to ask for goals or appearances here because I don't think that's going to help anything. I'm going to say Ekichi Anya.
You would be wrong.
Okay.
Would you like to keep playing?
No, I'm done. Yeah, of course I'd like to keep playing.
From 2013 to 2014, this player played for Aberdeen for 2.5 points.
1 year at a time, man. 1 year, 1 year, 1 year. Tell me a random Aberdeen player from the 2010s. Oh, my. Okay, give me... He played for them for 1 year.
Yes.
How many goals?
One goal.
Oh, it must be a defender.
3.25 points available.
Maybe a fullback. Maybe a fullback. Or there's probably people who know this immediately. Big blue noses.
If you did guess this, let us know and how soon you guessed this.
How's he not getting this?
Yeah. That way you
can. Buddy, it's obvious.
You should have known that. I knew he played for Bury.
Oh my word, Aberdeen. Maybe I just go back to who came through the Rangers Youth Academy from that time. And do I know any of them who came through the Rangers Youth Academy at that time? It can't be Kirk Broadfoot. He's been around too long for it to be Kirk Broadfoot.
You can still salvage a point by moving on to the next one.
I'll salvage that point.
In 2014 till 2015.
Oh my god.
Played for St. Mirren. The club you know everything about.
Everything. I actually think that season might be the first season I had a season ticket.
You will have seen this player live.
Oh my word. What? I have no idea on the position. I have no idea, you know.
Would you like a clue?
All right, maybe even a nationality, but then he's this probably Scottish.
Play for Scotland under 21s 7 times.
Is it Greg Wilde?
You are correct. It is Greg Wilde.
Yes. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That is quite good. I didn't expect you to get it any time before St. Mirren. So to salvage 1.25 points from it,
Greg Wilde.
It's not a bad return.
Yeah, he scored an absolute screamer for St. Mirren. One of maybe 3 goals he scored.
That's exactly
for them,
right. 3 goals.
Yeah. And he scored an absolute screamer. I think it was against the New Saints in the like I believe it's called the Iron Brew Cup now. Wow. Hey, good for me.
That was a good effort, though.
I'll good for me.
I think maybe I was a little bit harsh with who I chose, given that it was just the one season. But I did try and line it up so by the fifth one, or the fifth or fourth one, because I felt it was cruel to do Bolton as 1 point and Bury as another point.
Yeah.
But you did very well. And I think we'll wrap it up there.
Okay.
Hopefully we've satisfied everyone. We are going to do, and I know Gordy sent in a question, which was pick your combined all-time Old Firm 11. Gordy, we're going to save that for a standalone episode because there is maybe too much meat to pick off.
Yeah, that's a difficult thing to even start.
So we'll do that separately. But to everyone who asked questions, thank you very much. Hope they were, you know, satisfactory. I know we could be a little bit unserious with them, but hopefully if you like them, just send in more questions and we'll actually answer them quicker. Sorry, Connor, for answering that 2 months late.
Yeah. And but we'll do so with whimsy.
With and jest. Well, I'd also like to thank Alistair for joining us on this week's episode of Scottish Football Covered. I've been your host, Finlay Brown, standing in for Stefan Carlin. Thank you very much, everyone, and we will speak to you again soon. Bye for now.